Innisfail. The fight is over for Innisfail and District Victim Services. Mary Dawn Eglaton has left Innisfail and District Victim Services, the agency she led since 2020, which has served local and area vulnerable citizens since 1996, will morph into a new regional model created by the provincial government. Eglaton's resignation was first announced on January 22 at Innisfail RCMP's town hall by Staff Sergeant Ian Immy, the detachment commander. "We wish her well. She's fantastic," Immy told the Alberton after the town hall meeting. During Immy's presentation on January 22, the town hall audience was told the provincial government was creating a new victim services model that could be a good one for many communities. "Unfortunately for this community, we're losing a great program that we had here because it always worked really well here," said Immy. "Unfortunately, we lost her, Eglaton, which is a great loss for the detachment." Eglaton resigned on January 12 to become the program manager of Red Deer-based Central Alberta Women's Emergency Shelter, CAWES. "It was an opportunity that I could not pass up," said Eglaton, adding Innisfail Victim Services will still be well served with Michaela Biercos at the helm. Biercos was Eglaton's program administrator. "I have all the faith that Michaela can operate and run the agency with ethical efficacy. She's really good at what she does," said Eglaton, noting her new job will have future connections to Innisfail. "Women are directed here, CAWES. We don't have anything in Innisfail," said Eglaton. "When I was in Innisfail, we worked in partnership with the Central Alberta Women's Emergency Shelter, so yes, that will continue." Meanwhile, the provincial government announced last year it was replacing the province's 62 police-based victim service units to a more regional-focused model that will still retain a working relationship with RCMP. The new model has four new regional boards representing the province in the east, west, north and south. Patricia Bourne, past chair of the board for Innisfail Victim Services, is now chair of the board for the new Central Alberta Regional Victim Serving Society. "We're just in the process of recruiting for more board members. We have five on our board right now," said Bourne. "And the intention is within 2 years to get up to 14 board members, which would hopefully be located within the rural communities." Bourne confirmed it's her understanding the existing Innisfail and District Victim Services Office at the Innisfail RCMP detachment will operate under Biercos' supervision until the agency's demise on September 30, or shortly thereafter. "We hope for a smooth transition. Frontline services should remain very similar to where they are at today, and hopefully better in some cases," said Bourne. "And then there will be support, which we didn't have as small units. We didn't have access to HR policies. We had to develop those." Bourne said the new society has just hired its new chief executive officer, Michelle Moroz, formerly the executive director of the Wetaskiwin Primary Care Network. Moroz will work out of the central office in Leduc, where there will also be a director of operations, said Bourne. "And then there'll be assistant directors who will possibly work from their home, somewhere in between Leduc and Innisfail," said Bourne. "I'm hopeful that now that we have a CEO, job descriptions will be coming out for court and support navigators, I believe, this week." Bourne said a navigator will be assigned to Innisfail. This will help existing staff in the local victim services offices to see if they're interested in those positions, said Bourne. "We hope many of them will be hired and will stay on." As for the volunteer advocates, Bourne said they will report to the court and support navigators, the same process that is now in place.